Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today. I want to take this moment to wish everybody a little bit of a belated Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a great time to spend with friends and family and that you get to do much more of the same as you progress through the rest of this weekend. The topic that I'm going to chat about a little bit this morning is rental arrangements. Sometimes that is what is the right share arrangement. Sometimes that's what is the right cash rent for an area. Sometimes that is who's responsible for what. And I was reminded today that often my answer comes out as it depends. And while I wish there was some easy answer to these questions, the fact of the matter is that it really does depend. You know, that can be frustrating, but it depends a lot on, you know, the soil type of a particular farm, what fertility that farm might have, input costs, tax costs, any conservation work that might be needed or that's already been completed. So all of them and many other factors go into a rental arrangement and what that rental arrangement should look like, and it makes answering the question a little bit difficult. But if you by chance are looking at rental arrangements this fall or just trying to keep up on what the current numbers might be, there's a couple of pretty good resources that I think the K-State Ag Economics website at agmanager.info has available to you. In all likelihood, you've heard me talk about the many resources available at this site before, but one this time of the year, again, that's very popular is the ones that have information about cash rental rates. You can find it at agmanager.info under the farm management tab, and then there's a link to land rental rates. There's a couple of publications there I want to reference. The first is a survey publication. The Kansas Ag Statistics Service annually surveys producers, landlords, tenants, and comes up with a number that is the average for each county. And so that publication is available on that website. It has information for pasture, non-irrigated cropland, and irrigated cropland when there are enough reports to be able to validate those numbers. The second number is actually a number put together by some K-State ag economists. In that particular publication, the economists use a number of different production factors, including prices, current input costs, and land values to come up with a number that if a landlord and a tenant were negotiating a new arrangement, this would be kind of the what each party could afford to pay or afford to accept sort of number. So that's a really good number as well, and it allows you to compare it to that Kansas Ag Statistics survey number to find out how those numbers might be moving around. There are a couple of really great resources. They're pretty quick fact sheets that you can look at and come up with kind of a quote-unquote average, if you will. Unfortunately, that's where things get pretty variable, and that's where the it depends comes into it. We know that not every property is average. We know that not every program is the same. And so they are a starting point only. Keep that in the back of your mind. They are a great place to get a good first look and then to start the negotiation process from there. But check them out if you are interested in any of those rental rate arrangement resources. There's also a lot of other really great resources there as well that you can check on. And if you are interested in that, drop us a line at any of our district or area extension offices. We'd be glad to help you walk through that to find direct links to those publications as you need to, and maybe even help you interpret them along the way if that's what is necessary. You know, at the outset, I offered a Happy Thanksgiving, and I certainly want to extend that to all of our listeners. Again, it is what I would consider in a lot of cases the most wonderful time of the year. We've wrapped up some harvest. We've got some things done. Hopefully, we can take a deep breath and exhale and just enjoy a little bit of relaxation. Unfortunately, that is not the case for everybody. And you know, there's still work to do outside. The days are shorter. Finances have to get in order by year's end. Maybe we're working on those rental rates that we just talked about. Those can all still add stresses to an operation. And when we don't have the distraction of harvest or the day-to-day field work, it can get a little bit stressful. So I'm not an expert. I'm not a counselor. I don't have a perfect understanding of what your individual situation or individual stresses might be. What I can say, however, is that taking care of your own health and well-being is as important as all of those aforementioned decisions are into making your ag enterprise running as it should. And that health deserves your attention. What that might look like for every individual is a little bit different. Maybe it's a conversation with a friend or family member or even a clergy member. Maybe you don't know where to start at all, and that, quite frankly, is okay. If you do want some help getting started, maybe it's just dealing with a little bit of winter doldrums, and maybe it's something more serious. We've got a lot of great resources to help you. One of the best is a website called kansasagstress.org. You can check it out. We've also got a really great publication called Managing Stress, Tips and Resources that is available through any of our district extension offices. Be happy to share that with you as well. Again, Happy Thanksgiving to one and all. Please be careful out there. This has been David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today.